This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Tool fans are very upset to the point where they're considering suing the band because of their set lists in the Dominican Republic.
Better call Saul.
So based on this, when did you leave a concert disappointed? What happened at that show that left you so pissed? 206-803-ROCK. We do have a text that we're going to get to shortly about someone who was dumped in the worst way.
Nice.
But first.
I mean, not nice that they were dumped, but nice.
We're going to talk to Jaime in Atlanta. What was the worst concert experience you ever had?
Well, thank you, guys. Believe it or not, it was Pearl Jam.
Back in the early...
Hang up on this man. How dare you?
No. What did they do, Jaime?
Don't get me wrong. I love Pearl Jam. I do. But it was in the early 2000s. It was here at the big stadium. And I had nosebleed seats. I was already kind of drunk. I couldn't see them. And they just came out and played their songs just like they sound on the album. If I want to hear them sound like that, I'll just listen to the album. I like hearing them change it up a little bit. I fell asleep.
Dude, I love Pearl Jam. They're like my all-time favorite band, but my wife could not handle a three-hour show from them because at times it gets a little sleepy and it gets a little bit slow-moving. And honestly, there was one time, Jaime, it's funny you bring it up because there was once a Pearl Jam show that I left a little disappointed because I was just expecting a little bit more energy, and it was when they played the Showbox.
Oh!
They did like one of those secret shows, which Jaime, here in Seattle, there's this club, it's like 1,000 people, and Pearl Jam played it, and it was like, oh my gosh, I'm seeing them in such a small club, and they really did a very chill set, and I was like, oh man, I was hoping for a few more rockers.
Right, and you know, I honor Pearl Jam. You don't stay in the business that long without being good, but this particular show, I mean, I should not be falling asleep at a Pearl Jam show, but I did. I fell asleep, and my friend expected me to pay after it, and I was like, no, like, I don't, you asked me to go, I don't think I need to pay for that.
You decided not to pay him for the ticket?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
206-803-ROCK, when did you leave a concert disappointed?
So I left the disappointed was that last Metallica show. They were great. My girlfriend dumped me as we were leaving the show. Bitch used me for the concert and then said it was over.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
like, give it a day. I mean, come on.
Yeah, right?
Not on the way out.
Danny, did you ever leave a show disappointed?
You guys remember that? You know the band Saves the Day.
Of course.
Yeah, punk. And I'm sure
Wow. I had the concert right now. This is why I left. No, it was. I've seen them a million times, and they've done amazing amazing shows. And one time I was there, but they played the sleepiest set
of theirs,
and like it was just the most emotional. Like the lights didn't change at all, and I remember just looking at my friend Gavin. We were just like, "Let's go!"
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? And I've seen them since, and they're amazing. It's just when I don't know what it was about that show.
Maybe it was the mood that the band was in. Like I think about that even with like Pearl Jam. Like, you know, the set list is based on Eddie's vibe.
Yeah,
and so if he's just like in a chill mode, then that's probably going to be the set list. And maybe it was the same for Saves the Day.
Sometimes you just got to express your feelings.
Did they at least do that song?
I believe so, but it was probably really sad.
Okay.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.